Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 25th of May. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are reminded that God calls men and women to share equally in service and leadership in the world, as we look at the stories of five important biblical women. Our Bible reading today is Luke chapter 10 and verses 38 to 42. Jesus visits Martha and Mary. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Amen. If you're of a certain age, like me, you may remember the American singer-songwriter Prince. He once felt himself so famous that he changed his name to a symbol, which stood for the artist formerly known as Prince. The New Testament includes at least one woman who was so prominent in the early church that the gospel writers didn't feel it necessary to include her name in the stories about her. Mary, Lazarus's sister. We are introduced to her by name in the recollection we shared today. When Jesus visited her in her home, she sat at his feet and listened, in contrast to her sister Martha. As modern readers, we can easily overlook the countercultural clues this story gives us. The phrase, "sat at the feet of Jesus," shows Mary chose to listen to Jesus' teaching with a view to one day becoming a rabbi herself and teaching others. To sit at the feet of a rabbi was the posture of a disciple training to become a rabbi themselves. Paul describes his own rabbinical training as educated at the feet of Gamaliel in Acts chapter 22, verse 3. What is remarkable for the time is that Jesus accepts Mary as a woman student, praising her for discovering there is only one thing worth being concerned about, and promising that it will not be taken away from her. And in John chapter 11, we find the fruit of this teaching. Mary was leading and teaching Jews in Jerusalem at the time of her brother Lazarus's death. Mary appears again in the Gospels, and she finds herself at Jesus' feet once more. This time, she washes his feet with perfume and wipes them with her hair. Jesus says she will be remembered forever because of this act. The Gospel writers sense she's so famous in the early church that they don't name her as the woman who anointed Jesus with oil, because everyone already knew her name. Mary was one of Jesus' disciples. She chose to sit at his feet to listen and learn from him. She showed Jesus she was a woman of thoughtful and worshipful action by anointing him with oil before his crucifixion. And she led Jews to Jesus to see his miracle of raising her brother from the dead. May we respond to Jesus in the same way, listening to and learning from him, spending time in his word, finding ways to worship him, and leading others to him. As you think about Mary of Bethany today, you might want to use this question to help you delve deeper. When it comes to spending time with Jesus, are you more like Mary or more like Martha? I hope to see you again soon for another Battle Drill.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.